The only scheduled public hearing on the proposed amphitheater project on Onondaga Lake drew mostly criticism yesterday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the project, which has been fast-tracked by the state legislature, would put the concert venue on land that was for years used as a dumping place for industrial waste.
The hearing, held on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m., was meant to get comments on a 654-page document that outlines the potential environmental impact of the amphitheater, which the county wants to build on the old Solvay waste beds along the western shore of Onondaga Lake. 12 speakers outlined concerns ranging from residual chemicals on the property to questions about why the county didn't look at more possible locations for the concert venue. But if there was one overriding theme, Joe Heath, an attorney for the Onondaga Nation, nailed it.
What's the rush?
Most of the speakers were professional advocates, but even those who weren't, like retired teacher Jim Schultz, suggested more time for the review process so
that everybody get a chance to feel as though they can be on board with a facility that is going to be safe and helpful and someplace where you are going to feel very comfortable taking your family.
And some lawmakers agreed, like Republican Kevin Holmquist of Manlius.
This so-called process is absurd. To constrict the public input in 30 days is impossible.
The county is taking comments through August 11th. Ultimately, plans are for the first concert at the amphitheater to take place at the end of next year. Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says he didn't hear anything he hadn't heard before at the public session, but is open to extending the comment period.
I think there's a lot of legitimate concerns. Hopefully our engineers and our legal team will work with us to address those. If it's determined that we need some more time, the legislature will consider that.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.